100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so it's time for a weekly challenge. I post the topic and you come up with the story. Well, let's see what the topic is. Oh, it's a pick two. Bubbling, saffron, lime, axial, repetition, can, and spaceship. So y'all put those words in a humbly-jumbly and came out with, well, these. I'll go ahead and just let these play, and you can enjoy them.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got an update. This week we break the 10,000th story level, 1 million words. So what do? Write some more. My story tonight is Between a Rock and a Hard Place. Benny pulled back hard on the inertial dampener. The red turtle dropped into the gravity well between SETI Alpha 5 and Drake's debris field. Navigator Strobeck pointed out, if they didn't pull a sufficient Z maneuver, they'd likely end up fried by the dwarf binary suns of the Dawson cluster. Captain Winslow gave the order to engage the repetition drive. The spaceship commenced a near-infinite series of braking actions. When the turtle finally came to a rest, they were orbiting between the suns. "Captain," said Benny, noting the readout on the chronometer, "we overshot 2 millenniums. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 657 with a pick two challenge. Yeah, 657. Well, there's 1 week left of NaNoWriMo and I hit my 50,000 words, though the story needs a lot more work. Granted, it needs another 15,000 words. But I met the goal. I continue working on it from here. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert walked home from Linole Amanda's birthday party, new emotions bubbling up inside him from her unexpected kisses. The first kiss was surprising enough, but with the second repetition, he was over the moon without a spaceship. Of course, the weird part was how her father acted when she told him they'd been kissing. He looked like it bothered him, but that it was all right. Bilbert planned on asking Linole Amanda at school on Monday if he can come over again. He was sure she'd want to fly again. That would be fine with Bilbert, if they could also kiss again, too. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
People come from far and wide to visit my delicatessen, lured by my specialty black pudding. It's won prizes and accolades, and although it's pretty expensive, you'd be amazed what foodies will pay for something of the quality that I make. I've been asked many times to divulge my secret ingredient. Is it saffron? A customer will say, as they inhale the rich, heady aroma from the freshly sliced sausage. Another will take a guess. It's lime juice, I just know it is. There's no fancy ingredients in it. just blood and seasoning. Rich, thick blood of the human variety.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week. It's the end of the month again, so we have to choose two prompts to write a story. I chose repetition and spaceship. My story is called The Crow and the Spaceship. The crow muttered a few words. No one could understand him. He looked up and everyone mimicked him. They couldn't see anything. The crow flapped his wings. His nervousness was increasing. Then they saw it. It was blinding. It tinted the whole sky with an overwhelming tone of orange. "What is that?" "That, you idiots, is your end." They did understand the crow this time, but they stood there, mesmerized, watching the spaceship fly over them again and again. It didn't feel like the end. The talking crow took off and hid. They were never seen again. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The Story of Is by Eva Harley. There was a beauty that radiated about her, penetrating the most solid of walls, the most bitter of men. I watched through impenetrable glass as the breeze lifted her hair, skin luminescent. I pressed the hand to my own, cold, lifeless, gray. The way of our worlds, light and dark. Mine, devoid of life, of beauty, of purpose. I sigh, gazing, as she plucks a flower and tucks it behind her ear. This is the divide, the unalterable conclusion. What is, will be. What was, will be no more. I am is, she is was, and someday will be me.
Good morning, this is Richard, and I'm afraid this one's a depressing one. I've chosen Bubbling and Can, and the story's called Life. Is this what my life has come to? I wondered, emptying the can of soup into the pan and waiting for it to come to a bubbling heat. I'd once had dreams and ambitions, goals to achieve and challenges to meet, but somewhere along the way the daily grind took over. Travelling the world, pushing my limits and living the dream somehow became less of a priority than paying the bills, putting out the bins, and trying not to run out of milk. They never warn you about this when you're a kid. And the soup's not that good either. There you go. Happy, happy days. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
But I Had That for Lunch by John DeCleese. The axial rotation of the spaceship meant that they had gravity of a sort, but they suffered from repetition disorder, which had been discovered first back on Earth by examining psychotics who had got that way by watching reruns of I Love Lucy. The spaceship simulated day and night easily enough, but the seasons were harder, as seasons are pretty much specific to the distance you live from the equator. The mission was countering the disorder with culinary adventures to keep the awareness fresh. Hildemar sniffed and looked at the can, detecting both lime and saffron in the bubbling soupy stuff. Please check out my longer stories at www.piswyk.net. That's PISWYCK.net.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Hector saw strange lights out in the cornfield, so he picked up his shotgun and flashlight. It took a few flicks of the switch and a bit of shaking, but the flashlight came on, and Hector walked out into the field. A bubbling, glowing, orange slime lay in the middle of a clearing. Hector walked back to his house, called the authorities, and packed a suitcase. Leaving a note on the front door, he then drove to a hotel and got a room and waited for the authorities to tell him when it would be safe to go back home.
Word stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic. Well, it was a pick two. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for a list of the topics, because I've already closed that tab in my browser. I could bring it back up, but, you know, it's Sunday morning. The sun isn't even out yet. Okay, give me a break. I'm being lazy. And speaking of lazy, I've been walking the mall and back. We walked all around the zoo, and I still gained 5-6 pounds. Yeah. And I didn't even have a traditional Thanksgiving. Well, my tradition is to go to Keneally's, pick up a pizza, have a Guinness, and then eat tons of chocolate from what I bought. I really need to stop this crap. I buy them as gifts, and I forget to just leave them in the car. So, the next topic is, don't I feel stupid? Don't worry, I'll get to 200 pounds by the end of the year. I'll be fine. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for how to be a part of the weekly challenge. And I will see y'all tomorrow with a regular story, then another regular story, and another. We're getting close up to December. Traditional Christmas stories. Hey, although I didn't lay out any topics for... Anyway, thank y'all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.